Yeah, I responded.
You what, you know, somebody was out of Biden's.
We'll call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, March 24th, 2021 at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance for observation: Jurgens, Haxby, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, Byers, and Lidle. Up first, the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held March 10th, 2021. Approve all claims through March 24th, 2021 in the amount of $504,734.73. Accept claim number 21030192 to Hard Rock Quarries LLC in the amount of $626.72 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve specs and call for bids on two motor graders. Bids to be opened on April 21st, 2021 at 9:15 a.m. Approve and sign letter for Lanaha Nurseries on warranty work for BR 3285 Project Philly North Project. Approve engage letter support request and authorizing chairman to sign letter. Receive and place on file the Wymore EMS 2020 annual report. Approve utility permit number 1182 to Windstream Nebraska LLC. They will be boring 2-inch diameter, 5 foot below bottom of the greater ditch for 66 feet under South 38th Road to replace buried service drop to 642 South 38th Road to upgrade services located in the northwest quarter section 5, Township 6 North, Range 7 East, Nemaha Township. Approve utility permit number 1183 to Blue Valley Telecommunications. They will be boring new fiber cable 3-inch diameter, 10 foot below flow line of creeks and culverts 5 foot deep under 162nd Road and plowing in 5 foot cable below bottom of North Ditch going west for 2,000 feet to provide service to 15728 East State Line Road located in the southeast quarter section 34 and southwest quarter section 35 Township 1 North Range 8 East Liberty Township. Approved utility permit number 1184 to Windstream Nebraska LLC. They will be boring 2-inch diameter, 5 foot below bottom of the ditch under Belvedere Avenue for 66 feet to replace a section of buried drop for service to 38060 Southwest 117th Road located in the southwest quarter section 4 and northwest quarter section 9 Township 3 North Range 5 East Lincoln Township. Approve utility permit number 1185 to BNSF Railroad Company. They will be placing 72-inch diameter by 42-foot long corrugated metal pipe on the west side of the railroad tracks under West Hoyt Road. They will be trenching 8-foot wide, 9-foot deep, and 42-feet long under West Hoyt Road located in the northwest quarter section 33 and southwest quarter section 28, Township 4 North Range 6 East, Midland Township. Approve utility permit number 1186 to Windstream Nebraska LLC. They will be trenching 6-inch wide, 5-foot deep from pedestal 169KE, going north and west for approximately 41 feet in the south shoulder of the road to replace a bad splice and cable located in the northeast quarter section 23 Township 1 North Range 7 East Barnston Township. Approve masonry constructions proposal for phase 8 south center left and right panels at the main entry in the amount of $41,313.
Go ahead and take a breath now.
Geez, Galen's really on that with permits this time.
I would move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Lytle. Any items to pull off and discuss? Trevor, would you like to say anything about the letter of support, or?
Yeah, sure. Good. I didn't realize that was on.
Sorry.
That would be item letter of support, item 7.
Mm-hmm.
should have included a map. I know some of you are aware where this might be, but not everybody, so.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's not raining, so it's a great morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Engage is applying for a site readiness program assistance grant from Nebraska Public Power District, which covers 50% up to $25,000 for due diligence, master planning, and things of that nature for industrial site development. We did a lot of preliminary work. I've talked about the site in the past. Now is time to actually have a professional do that work, the ALTA survey, wetland delineation, rail spur design, those things. So that's where we're at. The site, as you can see, is just west and north of Koch, northwest of Beatrice. We received bids from three firms. The recommendation is to go with SEH out of Omaha. We also received bids from Olson and Miller and Associates.
Do you want to just go over the grant real quick, how that works, or just so the board knows?
Yeah, so it's 50% up to $25,000 through Nebraska Public Power District. They set that program up in response to some states having certified economic development sites that have been deemed by some body as being shovel-ready. We don't have that program, so that's the program that they introduced. It's a competitive grant. They set aside $50,000 every year. I feel pretty good about getting our full funding, though, because I know last year or the year before, they had enough requests that they actually found some more money, so they were able to award all the requests. Seward's used it a couple times for their rail park.
And this would not be, even though we fund Engage and Beatrice funds Engage, this is all private money, so this shows some of the support of the community and different businesses. The local businesses, Gage County businesses, are investing in Gage Engage enough, have enough faith in them, that through member funds, that's what this would come from. So the actual money the county or city pays stays for specific things, projects or attempted projects. Some of these things actually come out of those member funds. So it's nice as Engage is formed and become stronger. Now there's some private basis to do some outside projects that hopefully will bring in additional business as well.
Yep. So the request that we're putting in for NPPD is for $25,000. So Engage is matched by resolution pledge, $25,000 of member investor, non-city and non-county funds, if we are successful with that request.
Any questions for Trevor? Gary?
Trevor, I don't know if I want to ask this out loud or not, but I assume by saying that it's shovel ready that there's some type of agreement on these pieces of ground.
Yep. So to be awarded for these, to be awarded a grant, you have to have them secured, and we have these secured under option.
Good. Looks positive, Trevor. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Is that option something that's set in stone, or is the price something that's
set in stone on an annual basis? So it's been really important to have strong communication and good relationships with the two landowners. And before we even thought about applying for this grant, spoke to both of them and said, now, is there any reason we're going to want to change anything before we invest this money? And they see no reason to change anything.
And at this time, I mean, we can be more open to, there was a project that Trevor really got thrown into the middle of really early on in his new career here, and I'm really surprised how well you did with it, just because there was a lot of moving pieces with people that he was still meeting. There were 30-some sites nationwide that this company was looking at. The site selector themselves, actually, as they came through, had bumped Gates County out, and the owners pulled us back in, if I understand right, because of the work of Engage and the local partners here. We got down to the top four, and you can't see it on here, but I really think what ended up moving this were the way utilities just happened to lay on this property. That ended up being either a major benefit or, depending on who's using it, potentially a detriment, but it gave options, I guess. And so with the rail access, with the options on the ground, and that's that piece of road that we've talked about multiple times, West Hickory, potentially needing paved at some point in time for other reasons, this falls into that same plan. So
yeah,
it's a good spot.
Well, and the other thing with this due diligence, that's just what it is. The consultant could get halfway through it and just say, this is not going to work for what you're recruiting, so cut your losses. So from our standpoint, this is just a wise investment of just being responsible with the dollars that we do have and make sure it's worth our efforts.
Anything else for Trevor? Thank you, sir.
Yep, thank you.
Good work.
Thanks.
Anything else to go over on the consent agenda? We have a motion by Byers, second by Lytle to approve. Please vote.
Terry, you know your favor. No, you're no on everything. Okay.
Motion carries.
That's right. We need one of those.
Regular agenda, approve or disapprove claim number 21030192 to Hard Rock Quarries in the amount of $626.72. This brings the total amount of claims approved through March 24th, 2021 to $505,361.45. This is one of my companies.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn. Discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor with team and abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Mr. Bilsbach? Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you give us your name and address for the record?
Joe Bilsbach, 920 Sharon Road here in Beatrice. I just want to let you guys all know that I'm planning on putting on a bicycle event again this year called the Solstice Gravel Grinder. This will be the fifth year that we've done it, second year that will be in Beatrice on June 19th. I bring in roughly right now I have 330 bicyclists from all across the United States. I think I have 13 states plus Canada. And it's an event that will take riders out 100 miles, 50 miles, and a 30-mile loop, three different events going on the same day. It is all on the county roads going out south of Beatrice. We start on West Center Road heading out south. We hit the communities of Diller, Honesville, Blue Springs, Barnston, Odell, snake around. Then we head over into Jefferson County a little bit, hit Steel City and Diller, and then come back to Beatrice. I just wanted to bring it to you guys' attention and get your blessings, hopefully, to have the event again this year. We opened up registration already at the end of last year and filled up within 2 weeks. It's a growing sport, bicycle riding out on the gravel roads. We buy event insurance, so it's all organized. So I guess I'll just open up to if anybody has any questions, or I would, after, you know, talking with you guys, I will talk with Gus as far as the day of the event and let him know when it's happening so they can have all the patrol knowledgeable of what, you know, that there's riders out on the road. And then I'll also try to get together with Galen and check out the roads and make sure everything that we aren't running into construction or anything too. So if anybody has any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer.
If we have a wet spell like now, good luck.
Yeah. I always do for all three courses. I have a wet and a dry course that I plan out ahead of time so that one of them is all completely gravel and the other one mixes in some MMRs, some maintenance roads, so we get some dirt roads in there. But yeah, if it's rainy at all, then, but no, they'll ride in all conditions. If it's raining day of, we'll still ride. we'll just make sure it's on good gravel roads. So,
are you going to limit how many people can enter again this time?
Yes, it is limited to 300 this year. I have several people on wait list right now. As it gets closer to the event, we usually have people say, oh, I didn't really get trained too well. Is there any way I can, you know, back off or put my entry to next year? And so then I'll take somebody off the wait list and put
them in. Do you check with the health departments to make sure we're covered as far as COVID is concerned?
Yeah, I always check with that as well. It's in my rules and regulations that everybody must wear a mask at the gatherings ahead of time. Last year, we had planned on having it in June, and then we had to back it off till September just because of the COVID. And we had, instead of having a mass start, we had it's a timed event. So everybody has a chip on their bicycle, so it's a timed event. So we just had it saying people could start any time in between, like, you know, 7 and 7:30. So there wasn't a mass start. It didn't matter when they started. As soon as they crossed the line to start and when they finished, it was timed that way. So it made it a little bit difficult at the end trying to figure out who was first and second and stuff like that. You had to wait till everybody pretty much got in. But that kept the groups from crowding up. So, we try to keep everything very safe that way. So.
I thought it was great in the years past. Beatrice Bike Club is, I don't know if that's the right name, but they had a ride going at the same time last year or the year before. And, I mean, we had people in from all over the place. Hopefully, yeah. You know, they like riding on the roads or the trails. I mean, it was just fantastic to get people into the county.
Yeah, I've already heard. It's the weekend before Homestead Days. And I know there's ball tournaments in town, so I know that the hotels are already filling up. Because I had a few of my riders contact me and say, you know, which hotels do you recommend? This one's sold out and this one's sold out. So I've been pushing people different directions on that. So, but it does get a lot of people in town. So you figure 300 riders and their spouses and lots of times kids and helpers and stuff like that. So
Eddie may be renting out campsites in Scenic Philly. So if anyone needs a campsite,
I'll send them down.
Anything else for Joe? Thank you very much.
Okay.
Make it bigger. Just keep growing it.
Yeah, I'll try. Thank you.
Thanks. Anyone else for public comment that we did completely wrong there? All right. Committee reports. Building and grounds. Winter lights.
Nothing. Davey's off right now. Has some family things, but just the regular stuff that we do every couple of weeks, and that's sheriff's office. So we keep working on the sheriff's office, trying to find him a place to sleep, but we do good. Mm-hmm. But Davey's taking care of everything. We're all okay.
Sheriff's office or Gus Stop?
The Gus Stop.
Gus Stop.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just misrepresented.
Okay. I'll go through that.
Equalization.
Nothing new.
Finance and insurance.
Large ticket items. City Beatrice, quarterly EMS services, $45,000. Road and Bridge, Ace Irrigation Manufacturing Project Pipe, $14,324.95. Beatrice Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $25,985.31. Manili Wagner Association Engineering Consulting, $23,405.50. Sapp Brothers Petroleum Fuel, $15,345.70.
Anything else for finance and insurance? Human resources, employee relations. We really didn't have anything for human resources. Law enforcement, emergency management. As Gus is coming up, we do not have the 911 agreement on the. Oh, we do have it on. Oh, okay. Well, okay. Well, go ahead then, Sheriff.
Okay. Good morning.
Got a lot of new faces with you.
Remember that one because you'll see him once in a while on the highway, probably.
When you see me, just wave and keep driving.
Well, good morning. I am excited. This is the first time I've had to introduce some new people, and we were fortunate enough to get three very quality young men. Thomas Smith, I forgot about him. I apologize, Don. I didn't get him on the agenda because I forgot. We hired him. He almost got to academy right away. So we forgot about him. So I had him flip over here today. And he just recently got through the academy. He's going to be 90313. He was full-time in the Guards for a while. Now he's going back to more of a part-time status, and he's full-time with us now. Lives in Lincoln. And he was with, we have corrections, too, one time, were you not? Yeah. So he's got a correction background as well. Then we have Brock Jurachek. I got that right, I hope. Yep. Okay. He's 9039. He started in February 23rd of this year. His background is Department of Corrections. He lives in Lincoln, and he'll be attending a basic in May. And then Callan Nissen, he's 9037. He started with us March 17th of this year. His background is Department of Corrections and is with the Army National Guard as well. He currently lives in Lincoln and is attending the Fall Academy. And I believe you're getting married, correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess that's okay. And he bought a location up in Claytonia, on the town there.
Sir.
So he'll be moving down here, too, another two guys. We'll just kind of see where it falls. But we're very fortunate to get that many guys and some new faces and new blood out here. So they'll be the ones protecting and serving. So have any questions, be sure to ask them. Feel free. So they had to be here today because we're doing taser training, so it worked out for us. So
I'm sure we'd be love to find you places to live here in Beatrice, okay?
Or Gage County.
Yes.
Really, Gage County, yeah.
Okay, anyway. Got it.
Any questions, anybody?
Well, it's great to see some new faces.
Yeah, you good.
You know, it takes a long time. Gus and us talk a lot of times about how long it takes to get to know people and, you know, do just that old school policing and stuff where you're there and people look to you and trust you and are happy to see you instead of the other way around. So it's great to see a bunch of young faces coming into our community. Thank you much, guys.
Gus,
yes,
where
sir?
Will these gentlemen be located at?
Well, one's going to be Claytonia. The other two still can be in Lincoln. We have a 60.
No, I mean as far as their areas they're going to patrol.
Oh, that rotates daily. Depends on what the sergeant wants
to put. Oh, they don't have a specific.
No, it'll be north or south deputy, whatever day they come in and what they got going.
Well, I saw five troopers as I drove through town the other day. I didn't even think we probably had deputies anymore. Maybe we could ask some of them to stay in Lincoln now that we've got deputies here.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's how it goes. So, and I have always encouraged before anybody want to ride. Two of board members in the past have ridden a shift or partial shift. It was an eye-opener for both of them. That was Matt and Shirley Groenewald. So it's always welcome that, so you understand what they go through, especially you because you're so tight with my money. That
sounds fun.
Right?
Who's getting tased today?
I don't know.
Because
just
I don't
you?
Think, I don't think Haxby and Shuler have seen that. So
well,
try,
Eric
they
still
asked. Volunteer.
I know, but Eric still asked about it. So
I don't
I'm
know about volunteering,
that.
Watching. You know?
I don't think Eric asked about it. I think you asked Eric about it.
Oh, that's the way it was. Okay. All right. All right.
Gary's,
anything else?
I think Gary's volunteering.
I've already
that's
seen
what,
it.
That's what it sounded like.
I've already seen it.
We'll get in one of these times let you see how it goes. So. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You got Klaus over here, too?
And he said people in the county.
Game any Christmas. There ain't nothing going on today.
They got to be able to get back across.
Oh. Roden Bridge.
Oh. No, emergency management.
Oops,
sorry.
Emergency. I'm sorry,
that's
Lisa.
That's okay.
Got excited.
I know. A quick day, just to give you an updated severe weather awareness week. And so today at 11 o'clock, sirens will go off. We've got several schools and several businesses that are also partaking along with some long-term care facilities. So, and then today is also employee training. And we have, we're appreciative of the opportunity to employ or to safely train our employees, and they're actually going to be working on the bomb threat and suspicious devices, mass demonstrations, fire, tornado, and weather, and then just the checkoff list for active shooter and threats that they might have. So this gives them the opportunity that if they have any concerns that they can come back. We're going to have a safety meeting next week, and so we can kind of address any of those issues then, too, that they might have. So, again, courthouse closes today at 4 o'clock for a full hour of training. Just to give you an update on COVID as I'm here, we are now, the hospital is now vaccinating the 50 to 64 plus, which also includes those individuals that have high risk health situations. And then we are in the process of planning a community event. We are coordinating that with Public Health Solutions. That is scheduled for April 6th at the fairgrounds, where we think we'll have right at 1,000 doses. And so that'll give the opportunity for those individuals, especially those that are in that high risk or haven't gotten done yet, child care, grocery, funeral homes, food processing and transportation also will be included in that. That's a no appointment only, or no appointments needed for that particular one at this time. So but that's all I have. Thank you.
Have you seen in all the doses you've given out now, are we seeing any bad side effects from the vaccine? Because there were things on on social media where don't get the vaccine because something terrible can happen, and I know that puts fear into some people that something terrible is going to happen. I mean, just from your experience, have you seen any of these things, or has everything gone as planned?
Public Health Solutions, the nurses there will share with you that, you know, by taking some preventatives of the Tylenol or Advil ahead of time will help that soreness of the arm. But at this particular time, they have not seen any adverse effects. I mean, they've been different from each patient, but not at this time. So we do know that we had an uptick in a long-term care facility with some outbreaks in that particular facility with employees, and those were employees that elected not to take the vaccination. And so then all the residents of that particular long-term care facility had been vaccinated. However, they were very short-staffed last week because of that. So, but thanks.
Yep. Thanks, Lisa. Emily?
I just was wondering if that was the Moderna that you're getting in, or is that going to be the new Johnson & Johnson?
Yesterday we brought over some Johnson & Johnson for Landmark snacks, but the Johnson & Johnson, Emily, is pretty limited as to what Public Health Solutions has gotten. I've only brought over 200 total doses Moderna.
1,000 that you, for the deal, will be
at
Moderna.
This particular time, that allocation we'll know by Friday, and so it's looking at Moderna right now, okay, unless that switches.
I was just wondering if that was starting to get dispersed or still.
We hope so. That'd be so easy to manage.
But we don't choose that, right?
We get what we get. Yeah. There's not a choice out there for people right now. So.
Thanks, Lisa. Road and Bridge, Mr. Juergens.
In the consent agenda, we approve specs, called for bids on two motor graders. Bids will be open 4/21/21 at 9:15 a.m. Possible trades as well as standard warranties. Resolution to certify bridge project South Homeville is complete. $390,357.09 match money was $150,000, leaving the county a bill for $240,357.09. Looking at approved or disapproved turnover Sergeant Road to the City of Beatrice. Looking at adding additional overlays. Talked about increasing mill overlays for paver contract extension to beat up to Juniper Street and First Road. The good news is the rebuild engine did come for the motor grader and the machine is running now. But the Adams machine dropped a valve. So it's in Omaha. Get him repaired. Thank God we had extended warranty on that one. Emily will talk more about the additional prices when we come to the approve or disapprove on that extra mile, half mile.
And those units are which brand?
Can't say that yet. Oh, which one's getting fixed?
Yeah.
Caterpillars.
Both of them.
Both of them.
How's the service work been with that?
I think Galen said the only cost to the county on this one at Adams is the hauling up to Omaha to get it repaired. Otherwise, everything else should be covered, but we'll see.
And, of course, the downtime. Of course, that's a high-hour machine. That one has around 2,000 hours. All right. Already introduced our new deputies. Up next, approve or disapprove resolution, certifying proper resolution number
21-07.
21-07, certifying proper completion of project structure number C00340291-0P, NDOT project number STWD-CBMP3, NDOT control number 00974B, NDOT LPA control number 00974B, C, NDOT project name, County Bridge Match Program, and that's the bridge in Rockford Township on the Holmesville Blacktop that was just completed. The only thing left on that, I believe, are the approaches, which we will pave ourselves at a later time. Is that right?
That'll be done when we do the overlay.
Oh, that'll be done with the overlay. Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Discuss, approve, or disapprove adding an additional half-mile overlay onto paver's contract extension of the contract extension that was voted on December 30th, 2020 to meet Juniper and First Road. That would extend the paving, the 1 mile that we added on North First Road from midway through the mile between Sargent and Juniper up to the corner at Juniper. So it would be the last east-west road before the curve on North First Road. I don't know if you want to bring anything up there on how this works, Mr. Juergens, the prices and the
Emily's
lock-in.
Got the numbers here. I just let her talk about that first, please.
I did some math on that, and going off the idea that we'll probably see a price increase, and this was letting us use the old price from last year. With the 1 mile, without adding the half mile, we are at 1.25. Well, if you take that half mile, we were talking to Galen at the committee meeting, where if we went to the curve, that would get that entire road finished, because around the curve is good, correct?
It's a lot better shape, yes.
Yeah. So to finish the project, if we added a mile and a half and just finished that road and taking advantage of the cheaper dollars from last year, it looked like it added about $250 just to get that mile finished and taking advantage of the cheaper cost. I just didn't know what anybody thought about that.
Is that with the patching included or with the patching pulled out?
I just did with the patching pulled out, because I took their pave additional half mile. I took that times 3. That'd be just a rough cost. But we are taking out the patching as well for the other ones.
Galen thought that would be a good addition as well. That would clean that road up, and we'd be in good shape there for a long time. The mile was just kind of that was the worst of the worst, I think, and this would get the rest of the bad portions, I think.
It just finishes out that road, basically to the curb, rather than stopping, you know, in the middle of the road, up the road a little way. So it makes sense to me. Any other?
You would still be stopping in front of the curves?
It'd still be south of the curve, so Sargent would be the first road that goes west. The next road north would be Juniper. That goes east. That's where we would stop. And then there's the distance that would remain from Juniper up to the curve, which I don't remember what road that next one north is. But Oh, that's Sargent there? Yeah. So Sargent zigzags through there then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that Sargent?
No, Sargent's the far south one.
It's Sargent, Juniper, and then what's
Hickory.
Juniper.
That's Hickory.
Excuse me.
Okay, Hickory, that makes sense. That one zigzags to the south.
There we go.
So we'd still be a mile south of Hickory.
South of Hickory is Juniper.
Right, that's where we're stopping. So on Monty Barnard's Road there, basically, it would stop there.
Gail Barnard.
Gail.
But you're proposing to go on north another mile.
We're talking about another $250,000 to go to Hickory.
Oh, I misunderstood that then. I thought we were going up to Juniper.
No.
No,
original quote that I showed you at Roden Bridge, that was to add an additional half mile, which would take you to the T intersection of Juniper Road. That's what this original additional half mile.
Would you go to the mic and say that, please, Galen? I'm sorry.
This additional half mile would be added on to the original mile that we passed, starting at Dorsey and going a half mile past Sargent Street, which stops at the half mile line. If you wanted to go to the T intersection of Juniper Road, which is an additional half mile, that's what this price quote is for, to add additional half mile at this time on this here agreement here.
So we would go to
how much, Galen?
Cost to pave additional mile if the county does all the patching is $83,712.05. Now, this is an estimate. The additional mile
wants to go another mile, right?
Well, I was just trying to, I mean, that was the discussion previously down south, was we were going to do part of it, but then we decided to do all of it to finish the project while we're there. And we're able to utilize the dollar figure from last year with everything increasing. I thought if we would utilize that and finish a project completely so we don't have to go back to it in a year for 1 mile, that was my thought process on that.
Okay, so I did understand. So your proposal was to go an additional half mile and stop at Juniper.
That's what this proposal here that's sent down by Manelli.
You're talking going a mile and a half and going up to Hickory.
Just finishing that line.
What's our last mile between Juniper and Hickory look like, condition-wise? I mean,
that's the mile that Emily is talking about adding on.
Beyond Juniper, between Juniper and Hickory. What's your thought on that road?
Well, that additional mile, we have done quite a bit of patching in there. There is a lot of across the road cracking that we need to address. Whether we do it on our own or whatever in the future, to get those thumps out of there. And from Juniper to the end of that, I call it North 19th Road, is actually 3 miles. It's another 2 miles past this first curve that we're talking about to Hickory. So, but it's, if a person overlaid this additional mile down to Hickory, The remaining 2 miles is in a lot better condition as you go on to the, it'd be 1 mile going to the east and then 1 mile going to the north, which puts you to the end of that blacktop stretch.
If we didn't do this extra mile at this time, when would you anticipate that it would need done? Year or two?
Oh, I'd say probably when you'd want to do the remaining 3 miles, whatever project you came up next. You know, we also talked at the time about the what other miles was needing overlaid would be next, and the Pickerel West 3 miles was the additional next bad stretch of 3 miles. So it just depends on how you want to tie it together.
But this section a mile could be in much worse shape than the remainder east and north.
Yeah, it's in worse condition with the map cracking and stuff like that. And the additional last 2 miles is just in overall better condition. I don't know if it's the traffic count is less going out the last 2 miles. I really don't know what the deal is, why it's in better condition, but it is. So,
Thoughts?
Eric.
Mr. Lytle.
I understand adding the last mile, but there is the additional 2 miles that it can be attached to do later time. It's not like it's out there in the middle of nowhere where if we don't do it now, it's not going to get done. We've already added how many dollars of expense that, you know, originally we've kind of piled on. You know, are we going to see an added expense, you know, in the next bid? We might not. Oil's not necessarily going to go, it's not guaranteed that it's going to go up next year or the year after. You know, inflation might do some things, but, you know, and who knows with the administration and cutting down pipeline. I mean, yeah, who knows where it's going, but at this point in time, there's readily available crude gallons out there, so it's I don't see that it's going to go through the roof by any means. I think we've put enough added expense into this project already. Personally, I don't know that we need to spend. You're looking at another $160,000 to add that mile, correct? Roughly, it'd be $80,000 to add the half mile, and then another $160,000 to add the extra mile.
Well, and I'm not like. Wasn't set one way or the other. The way it was explained was just that it matched kind of closer to these miles that we were redoing already versus the last two. They were better. So I just didn't know if we wanted to try to finish or I'm not one way or the other, but
I get it.
I just brought it up for discussion.
Yeah, no, I get it. I just, you know, Eric, I asked the question before when we were adding all this money, where's the money going to come from? If you're going to add another $160,000, you know, where's the money coming from?
And that would be one of those things we'd really have to look at, too. We would have to get this into next year's budget post June 30th to make this work.
I think at the time, Pavers was agreeable to doing that. If that's still the case, Galen, I don't know.
What's that?
Agreeable to after June 30th or 31st to get paid afterwards in next year's budget.
Yes, they were flexible on that.
And also, I think if we do this mile, that road would be done for quite a few years because the other 2 miles isn't that bad.
I mean, that's a good point. That's like Emily's point, too. I see where Gary's at, too. We've extended a project
right.
by 5.6 miles, 5.5 miles.
For total, yeah, 5.6 without adding this additional half mile on. It'd be just 6.1 miles if you go to Juniper total.
And if you do another mile, we'd be at
7.1 roughly.
So,
yes.
I mean, we would be looking at extending this. We were really aggressive last year with mill and overlay, really quick too, getting some stuff out. It worked out well. Just how much do we want to do this year? That's totally up to you all.
My personal opinion is you finish it out to the curb. I think we won't see like prices like we have right now. I think those days are over for a while probably. And that additional cost, it's all money. I get it, Gary. But I think it's money well spent.
We will probably have to take a pause on mill and overlay projects after this. Like I say, in a 2-year span with no bond, this would put us at almost 18 miles of mill and overlay. I think that's about right between last year and this year. If we would do that additional mile, it would be in that ballpark, 17.8 or Mr. Lytle.
Okay, so the other question that I have then is that, you know, originally we were talking about a small piece out here on 19th Street. Now we're going to talk about almost 3 miles. Would we have been better off to do the Pickerel 3 miles then if that's the case? Is that maybe heavier use and more heavy trucks, more, you know, before we were talking a small piece,
right.
Not such a big deal. Now you're talking about almost 3 miles.
Helen, what's your opinion on that?
Would be better to use it if we're going to do – now you're talking about the same type of length. Should we have been looking over there instead of out here?
Pickerel West, that's our next worst piece of pavement.
Mm-hmm.
Is it in overall worst condition? Because that is 3 miles, isn't it?
It's 3 mile stretch, yes.
Gets a lot more heavier traffic.
And it is, we'll just say, not salt flats smooth
no,
anymore.
No, and there's, I can't tell you right off the top of my head, but I don't remember if it's the middle mile. I think it's probably the worst out of the 3 miles. The first mile isn't that great either. I mean, neither one of the miles is great, but I know the middle mile has some sections in it that we're going to have to do our own patching before we do the armor coating on it, again. So it's a toss-up. It gets a lot of heavy traffic on it, you know, grain hauling and stuff. And comparable, the one reason we kind of looked at this out here from Dorsey going to Sargent was because all the constant traffic on it. We get trucks cutting through hauling rock from the quarry. They run 19th Street, and then they go to Sargent and hit 77, so they don't have to go down Dorsey. So that half, the first half mile from Dorsey to Sargent is a real high-traveled section with cars and grain haulers and contractors and everybody.
Mainly grain haulers.
They use a lot to, so they don't have to go, I guess, to the stop lights. They can miss the north side of town, basically, is what they cut through for.
Bypass.
Yeah, basically, that's true. So.
So, but that's, there, you're talking about a small slither. Now, all of a sudden, we're doing 2.5 miles.
That's a good point. Like I say, Pickerel West is going to need it. I mean, we've got 157 miles of paved road roundabouts in Gage County, and we should be doing a good portion of those every 15, 20 years. Off the top of your head, do you have any idea when 19th Street or Pickerel West was done last?
Pickerel West was probably at least 15 years ago, I'm guessing. Yeah, probably at least 15 years ago on Pickerel West. I'm not for sure on 19th.
Pickerel West might have been close to 20.
It probably is because I'm trying to remember who done that there out of Lincoln. I can't remember who it was. Was it Constructors or wasn't?
Was that Dobson Brothers on Pickerel West?
It possibly could have been. Either them or pavers. I don't remember for sure. It's been, time goes by so fast, it's probably been 20 years.
It's been 8 years since the bond, wasn't it? Wasn't that 13?
2015. That's the thing. Those will all be sneaking up again. I mean,
yeah.
Have you've armor-coated some of the bond paving already, haven't you?
Yes, yes.
So those are already into maintenance phase. They're not new anymore. I don't know where we'll be at on budget for the next budget year. Obviously, we don't know where assessments are. Over the last couple of years, we have lost 90 million dollars, close to that, in valuation.
Yeah.
So we've lost a lot of valuation in the last two budgets. We'll say 75 million. That's going to be a close number. It always seems worse, but so I don't know where we'll be after this budget year. I mean, we can take a look again. Just keep in the back of your mind, we do have some major project. We've got some bridge match projects, we hope, a couple on the books. The one's done, Rockford, Hidden Acres, that box culvert will be going in. Not huge dollars, but we do have that Claytonia Bridge that will be going in along with approaches. Those can all be budgeted for as we go forward, but you never know what the next year brings. So, I mean, Gary's got a good point. I always like to see us spend less, but we have to maintain infrastructure too.
If I'd have to guess, I would guess the traffic counts on 19th Street would be a lot greater than Pickerel West. Just a guess. I don't know that.
Especially that first section.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, you really think from Sargent on, Terry, is higher than Pickerel West?
There's a lot of traffic that does use that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I know, but Pickerel West is pretty...
No, I get it. I know.
That's kind of the shortcut over to DeWitt.
Yeah, it'd be just a guess, but I'd probably guess the other way.
Would you?
Yeah. Sure. But without a traffic counter, you wouldn't...
We don't know.
And even the traffic counter, it depends on the week that it's out. I mean, depending on what's going on.
Yep. Very true.
Come fall, Pickerel. Well, I don't know which one would be heavier in the fall either. Any additional discussion on adding the half mile? I guess we don't have a motion on this, so the item as written would be to add a half mile. That would take us to Juniper. If you want a motion to add a mile and a half with the intention that that mile and a half would go up to Hickory, would that be pre or post curve?
I'd have to take a look at the curve to see the overall condition. I mean, if it's starting to map crack out bad and everything, it just makes sense to make the curve and stop. Without looking at it closely, I really can't answer that.
If you want to make the motion to go to Hickory, then I'd just kind of leave that open to Galen to decide where that would start or stop on that curve. But we don't have a motion, so I guess, Emily?
Would it be worth it to figure out a count? Can we do a count? Is that a thing for between those two roads? I mean, for point there to see what has more travel or what?
What we would do for a count is Galen would put out traffic counters on each road. We get the results. You send that off, and then they send you the data back, broken down, speed limits, number of cars. You don't do that yourself, correct?
No, I print it. We put out our traffic counters, and then they, once we've had them out a week, bring them back in, and then we've got a program on the computer that I hook the counters to, and it prints out all the data.
So we could get traffic counts on both roads.
Just want to go past the east curve just as well.
There's been discussion on eliminating some asphalt roads and tearing them, but putting them back to gravel, which I'm not saying I'm in favor of that, but would that be a possibility with either of these two roads, let's say in the next 10 years?
We're tearing out north, well, or...
Yeah, either case, Pickerel Road or... Oh. I mean, I guess I thought I'd heard, you know, Ben's, we have so many asphalt roads that if there's a short stub somewhere, then should we continue to have them be asphalt?
Well, I would say on these two roads, especially the one going out north here, I would say the traffic count's probably high enough that I wouldn't recommend taking that. I guess I really wouldn't recommend taking any out because of all the complaints we had years ago when we took out a couple miles on the B line that went to nowhere except it turned to gravel. And still hear complaints about that all the time when the county done that, and that's been a lot of years ago. So, and Pickerel West, whenever you tear out, especially an asphalt road in front of the landowners where they live, it's not going to be a quiet issue, I guarantee you. So,
yeah.
And I don't know whether the county in future years is planning on tearing them out or not.
Point I'm making is that, and I'm new on the board, but if there's been discussion of doing something like that, we'd want to take a serious look at overlaying it if that's been a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in favor of keeping the asphalt roads.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just something to, thought maybe we should think about if that has been on the back burner to do.
Mr. Lytle?
What I just heard Galen say, because we were talking about adding a mile to get to before the curve, and Galen just said, well, I'd have to look at the curve because it might be map cracking also. So what I just heard was that the miles after maybe are worse than what we were saying or thinking before. So if that's the case and we're going to go into next budget and we're going to spend this extra money, why wouldn't we go ahead and finish the project and go to the east and go around the curve and finish the project then?
Because if that curve is bad, is starting to get bad, then the east one's going to be the same condition.
I'm just basically talking about in that mile. I know what we've done for patching in that
right.
mile.
I know.
And what the map cracking is in that mile. And the curve itself, I don't recall doing any patching on it myself, but I can't sit here and say, no, it's in perfect condition.
Right.
Let's go just straight and stop right there. So that's why I said I'd want to look at that curve. And if there was only, say, a 100 to 200 foot to do the radius of that curve, and we didn't do it and it went all to hell, they'll point the finger at me. So that's why I say that.
You're going to retire, so.
Well, yeah.
You're going to get the finger pointed at you a lot.
Yeah.
Is this something that has to be decided right now, or could we do a count or look at the rest of the roads and maybe see if it's better to do Pickerel or better to do this one, or kind of like look at the different options?
Yeah. Well, that's something I'd have to actually talk with Manelli Wagner about to see how long Pavers is willing to drag this price that we're using out, you know,
and they're
willing
to
add additional miles.
Well, I would say, like, make a decision in 2 weeks for sure.
So.
But
that's a good idea.
But just take the time and count and look at the rest of it and see where we're at.
I don't know that we really need to count as much as
check it, check the road, drive the roads and see what.
If you're pushing it into next year and you're wanting to really, if this price is that great that we really got to get extra miles in, then we ought to look at going east around the east curve too. Then, if that's the case, since we're going into next year's budget.
You know, and nobody knows for sure, but I'm looking at other raw materials, lumber, steel, everything else has almost doubled in a lot of cases. And I can't see gasoline just sitting back there and watching everything going up, we're going to hover here even when everything else is doing this. That's my only thing. And I'm confident I'm right. There's going to be some kind of something going on where you're going to see some increases.
Galen, you probably wouldn't have time for a traffic count in the next 2 weeks, but if you guys want to do that, look at the condition of the two roads, see what really look at First Road as it curves around in its entirety, I suppose. And then also look at Pickerel West. These are the next two roads, our worst roads.
You know, I kind of disagree. I think Galen could get some counts on those roads, don't you think, Galen? If you have the computer software to put them out for a week, bring it in, plug it in, and there's your print off.
Yeah, I can have the guys actually put them out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then run them. You normally put them out for 7 days. And leave them out and then pull them in. And it, as long as my counters are still working, we haven't used them since late last summer. But I can put them out and see what happens. I can put,
give it a try.
Put one on the from Sergeant Street to at the south end. And you want to go clear around the whole thing on the north end?
I would put two there. I would put two coming on the south side and one on the south side, one on the north side.
Okay.
At the end. So maybe a lot of that traffic is jeering off here. We'll know it.
So you want anything? I've got four counters.
Yeah.
So that's why I was asking where you want them. You want two on Pickerel, on one on each end?
No, I don't think that's necessary. Any place on that first mile of Pickerel, on the south side of 19 on the north side. I mean, anybody see anything?
You just want to go south of the curve, north of here, and then go north of the two curves?
No. Forget those miles. The first, the beginning, the traffic
between Dorsey,
lays off the further north you go.
Between Dorsey and Sargent, one.
Okay.
And then the other one, between Juniper and
or maybe up on
Hickory?
Up on Hickory somewhere where it's on the east-west road, the east-west where it curves. And
basically one on just off of Dorsey. And one down on the first curve is where you're talking.
And then just one in that first mile of Pickerel off 77.
First mile of Pickerel. Okay.
To make it more difficult, will you skew those?
Pickerel.
But to do a mile north of Juniper, that includes that first curve, doesn't it? That's in that first mile.
Well, that would be the mile marker. That's why I said if we'd stop pre or post curve.
We wouldn't be doing a mile if we stopped in front of the curve.
It'd be just shy. I would think if that's our stopping point, just wherever it gets bad, we would stop. But maybe visually look at it too, so when we hound you next meeting, you'll know what it looks like north south on the curves, and then the east west also. Because Gary has a point. I mean, I think this price is probably pretty good. Would you maybe talk to Mark also, or someone up there at Minnelli Wagner? I'm sure they've let some mill overlays. Maybe see where the prices are now so that we have a comparison, this year's bids compared to what our price is. Yep. If they're lower, we'll rebid them.
So should we go ahead and approve to Juniper today so that's done and then look at this other for – does that matter, Galen? Go ahead and approve to Juniper today so that it's done and then look at whatever additional on top of that.
But if you were talking, though, that if we switch, you know, we're trying to see if this one is better or worse than West Pickerel. So if we were to, I'd almost wait to just see what the count is and then to make sure we make a decision in 2 weeks so that they're not holding them up.
And I would think it's just as important as the count which road's in the worst condition. I mean, if one is far worse condition, I would guess Pickerel West would be worse, but we've had more patching on First Road North, so we think.
Can we move this bid completely to West Pickerel?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where it's at, just the amount of miles?
This is an extension of an extension, so what we're looking at is extending what we've already approved as an extension. If we decide that we would rather do Pickerel West instead of First Road, 19th Street, we would have a motion that we're no longer going to do Dorsey Street 1 mile north, but we are going to do Pickerel West. Okay. So, I mean, we'll just move it.
When they do their quotes on this, they kind of got to know, because they've got estimates for their mobilization and all that in your bid. So they need to know the miles that they're going to be doing to give you an accurate estimate quote.
Right.
And we should be in good shape, I think, as long as we go one or the other. Now, there'd be additional expense if we ask them to go two more places, I would think. I would assume.
Does there have to be, like, is this something where there has to be a motion to make a decision in 2 weeks, or do we just say we're going to put it on the agenda in 2 weeks?
We can just put it on the agenda in 2 weeks.
Just do the agenda in 2 weeks. Okay. I know, just making sure we...
And we don't have a motion currently, so... Let's wait 2 weeks. We will get these traffic counts back. Galen will reinspect these roads, give us some more information. Feel free to drive them yourselves. Also, Pickerel West, First Road North. Take a look, see what you guys think. And nothing says, and I want to make this clear too, nothing says that we have to pave either one if we choose to. Another thing that'll be a deciding factor, if you can talk to Mark and see what this year's mill overlay prices are going for, that gives us a real tool. If we've got a bang-up price, I would suggest we try to do a little extra mileage. If our price is par or higher, which I don't think it will be, but we'll have the real numbers when he gets back, because I'm sure they've bid some mill overlays by now.
Oh, probably have, yes.
All right. Unless we have a motion, we will move on and talk about this in 2 weeks.
So you're possibly talking about, say, adding 3 more miles to either additional to the curve to this proposal, and or possibly 3 miles, switching a little bit around to do 3 miles on Pickerel. I just need to know kind of what to relay back to Josh when I talk to him about this.
I would say
put on hold.
I would say that's the potential. Dorsey Street North is as much as we would think needs it at this time, or Pickerel West.
Maybe we do six.
6 miles.
He's got to throw a wrench in things.
Maybe we do Pickerel West and we do all that.
Yeah.
It would take a really good price that we have right now compared to going rate.
Well, no, I'm halfway tongue in cheek, but halfway serious. You're talking about going into next budget. If you have the ability, maybe it's something that you should step back and take a look at.
I think it'd be a lot of just looking at roads and seeing where we're at price-wise.
Price-wise is going to make a big difference. I mean, if we're at 30% less than this year's price, I would say we take advantage of it. But we won't know that until
2 weeks.
Until 2 weeks.
Is there any need for tube replacement, say, on the Pickerel Road before it would be overlaid?
Pickerel West?
Well, if you look at all your roads that you're doing, I'm sure you'll find the need for replacement on any of the roads you're talking about here today. You know, because a lot of them tubes have been in there, gosh, know how many years. So
since they were
originally done, yes.
Since they were done, the very specific time there. All right. Well, we'll talk about this in 2 weeks. If you have any questions on it, talk to Galen. Feel free to drive the roads. Good luck trying to get us some more information on this, and hopefully we'll just tell Josh when you talk to him, we will vote on something in 2 weeks, either to do something or not to do something. That way they have a time frame. I know the big deal is probably pre-orders for oil.
Okay.
Thanks, Galen. The sheriff would like to move the closed session up in the agenda.
Can we hear from Davey real quick? He got here if he's got any. Dave, you want to give a report, please?
We'll go back to building and grounds for Mr. Jones.
Good morning. Sorry, I was running late this morning. I didn't know if there's any questions as far as the stone repair that was on the agenda this morning. So.
I don't think so. The only thing would be is, like Mr. Lytle said, if we get a total package price maybe for what it'll sure. take.
Yeah.
And I suppose we probably need to put that out for bids if we're going to do that. But that might be something we look at for finishing the building off. And I did not meet with you
that
Tuesday,
no
so Don's not going to let me leave until I do.
Okay, that'll work. I would like to just bring up also this lean-to shed that we have on the north side. I would like to kind of start investigating that. We have there's a couple doors behind that lean-to, but the roof on that is in bad shape, and instead of just trying to repair it, patch it, I would actually like to just take that part off of there. That would require putting in a structure underneath of that where those doors were at, so start looking into that. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
I'm going to grab a film.
Take two. You got two hands.
Okay, now we'll hop ahead in the agenda for the sheriff's convenience. We'll have a closed session for security because
first.
His deputies need to
Eddie
leave early.
Recess.
Oh, we'll take it. Trevor, do you want to take this letter with you? We don't need a copy of that.
Do you have a county letterhead, Don, that you want
it's
to
on, copy it's on there,
oh,
but I need to. Will you have just to have a copy because we have to have a copy of whatever you sign.
Nebraska volleyball ticket?
No. I didn't know if you wanted to take it. We'll take a 5-minute recess at 9:53 on the clock, and we'll come back and we'll go into a closed session.
It's the finals in Omaha.
My heart is going to go to the finals.
They're going on sale.
Thank you.
What time?
Closed session first.
We have to go back into regular.
Yeah. You gotta wait.
Are you ready?
Slap his hands.
I'd ask for a motion to go into closed session at 9:59 on the clock, necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual. Discussion will be on security. No action will be taken.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Shuler. Please vote. 7-0. We are in closed session at 10 o'clock. Will you open the door, please?
I'll be glad to.
Okay, it's all.
Thank you,
fine.
Sheriff.
Thank you.
Okay, now we need a motion.
Move to come out of closed session.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn to come out of closed session at 10:27 on the clock. Please vote. 7-0. We're out of closed session. We will return to the regular schedule.
And I'm still saying to be told to be sit tight for tickets.
Really?
Sit tight. Sit tight. Oh, they're loading.
You couldn't ask me sit tight.
Oh.
It'll be interesting to see how they.
Oh, thank you.
Up next.
See if I can get it.
Approve or disapprove community-based juvenile service aid, EB and CB grants, and authorize chairman to sign them.
Well, this was right. Yeah,
Christina, could you give your name and address for the record?
Sure. Christina Lyons, 612 Grant Street or 320 North 5th Street, Beatrice.
Thank you. You want to just run
sure.
through this with us briefly?
First, the community-based aid. This is a non-competitive grant. In years past, we've had to offer the match, which was always through juvenile court. We don't have to do that any longer. However, this year, everyone's allotment to the county was decreased, and I had a long email about why that happened, but to be honest, I didn't read it, but if you're interested, I can forward it to you. You'll see in the program table what we asked for with this was, with this particular grant, was the Gage County Juvenile Diversion. That's part of my salary, as well as I have an officer or a case manager that works with me. 8 hours out of the week goes into this. Family support, which is a program that we offer for school, and I use it in diversion kids who are really struggling. Some of the kids in school who are having problems with maybe truancy, maybe grades, maybe just getting along with others, we can work with family support with this program. Alternatives to detention, there's three there, the electronic monitoring, tracking, or they're calling it coaching now, and again, family support. Those are kids that would otherwise have to go to detention, but they found probation officer, when they do the intake, they find that it would be better to keep them in, or better, yeah, better to keep them in the community. They're not a flight risk. They're not in danger to the community most of the time. These are kids who would benefit from staying in school, staying in their families. Restorative justice, and it's much cheaper than detention. I think that I saw detention was going for like $335. Is that right? A day? So it's cheaper to keep them at home as well. Restorative justice, which is victim offender mediation, which we do a lot of the cases that we've had in the past years. They're from assaults at the school, when there's a victim of part of the diversion program, we try to offer that to those families, to those kids. I worked with the victim assistance program in putting that together when we had those. This year we have not had any referrals to alternatives to detention or restorative justice. The MAPS, the grant writing and the backbone support, that's, again, part of my salary, and that's 5% of the grant for each of those. Total grant request is what we're allotted, the $46,834. Any questions on those grants, on that grant first?
Is there anything in that grant for drug education for kids?
We cannot put anything in there for drug education. It's a huge mess to do that because that's a prevention program, and we have to do all evidence-based, all sorts of stuff. So in this grant, there is not. However, a lot of my Gage County MAPS, the coalition stuff, is drug education. My Partners for Success grant, which is through the region, as well as my federal block grant. That's all drug and alcohol prevention. The other grant was the enhanced grant. That is a more of a competitive grant. However, I don't know how competitive, and I had started the truancy program with Roger with some extra money that we had left over this year. So in the last quarter, well, starting 1st of March through June 30th, we have enough money to serve 15 kids, and I think we have, I think we're on our 6th referral now. And so those are kids that would otherwise enter the juvenile justice system, which is what we're trying to prevent with both of these grants. They are kids who, for whatever reason, don't go to school. They will work with Laura, with the case manager piece. She has 15 hours a week through this grant. And we did some research and tried to find some effective programming. We talked with CASA. We talked with a couple of other sources in this area that work with truancy. And we're doing truancy circles, which is something through the Resolution Center and something that they do in Lancaster County that seems to be effective. Truancy kids are really hard to work with, and if you're following some stuff in the legislature right now, there is a bill that will move those kids out of probation into diversion services. I'm not sure where that is right now, but nobody wants to work with truancy because there's not a lot you can do with them, but we're going to do our best. So they are at risk for graduating to further juvenile justice problems that the more the risk level increases, the longer they're truant.
What age group are you talking?
These grants are both 11 to 18.
You try to, if they're not going to go to school, do you ever try to get them to get into some type of vocation program if they're not going to school anyway?
Well, and with the older kids with that, we try to work with alternative school. We work with a flexible schedule. All the schools are very willing to do whatever it is to get these kids in school.
It's incredible how many kids, elementary kids, aren't going to school.
They ought to punish their parents.
Stay tuned. Next week you'll see two criminal cases on filing. We'll see how hard my butt gets kicked. But
yes,
I'm sick of that stuff. You know, kids that age want to go to school.
Well, like Gus, all these idle guys, you can go out there and start getting them going.
You can't hurt them with tase guns.
Any questions for Christina?
I would just say, you know, she's talking about a lot of those other programs and stuff. She does a good job coordinating all that stuff. I'll be honest, when I go to the community justice meetings, there's stuff that is happening across the board in this county and a lot of agencies that serve this county along with other counties that I don't know how they keep all those resources together. So I appreciate that. And I strongly support that the grant, so I ask you to consider it and sign it, please, so we can keep these programs going. Keep trying.
I would ask for a motion to approve.
I would move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion by Byers, second by Dorn, to approve the Community-Based Juvenile Services Aid, EB, and CB grants and authorize the chairman to sign. Any additional discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Thank you. Oh, okay. Do you want to take them with you now?
They're due on Friday.
Okay. Just the very back page on each.
That's usually at the end.
We try to be as convenient as possible. Just the page of?
Well, I think unless did that change from the
meeting will be over before you leave.
Okay. I don't. Then what am I going to do?
Thank you.
No, the numbers. The numbers.
We will move on to approve or disapprove memorandum of understanding between City of Beatrice and County of Gage for development of a governing board for emergency dispatch services no later than June 1st, 2022. this would be the MOU for the 911 agreement, and then the next item would be the 911 agreement. I talked with Roger. Roger thought we ought to wait on this. He's working with Andy Carruthers.
On the other MOU.
On the other MOU, which would be between the
Rural
Rescue and Fires and the City of Beatrice, or do you want to vote on these?
It's up to you guys. I like to get it all in one package, but that's just so we make sure we get it all. If I let me put it this way, and when I talk to Eric too, I think for both the city and the county, there's obviously a mutual advantage to continue this relationship. But we're jostling over some numbers, and that's going to be always the situation. And I think your governing body that was envisioned by this group that puts a little more supervision, maybe is the word, not control, but you guys get a voice in some of these decisions that are being made. So, after meeting with the mayor and the city manager, I think they made it very clear that they're willing to follow through. And we can spend months on this MOU as far as our best efforts. Okay. I'm comfortable with dealing with those individuals and getting that to fruition.
Are you talking this MOU or the
This MOU, which was kind of
the governing body.
Yeah. That was kind of the sticking point. The other one is the liability issues and stuff, which we'll cover with the other MOUs, with our rural departments. And that's just something that Norma had asked us to review and make sure that's covered. So we'll get that done. But I guess from my standpoint, and again, I know you're supposed to have everything signed so you can have it all ready to roll, but based on the representations of the mayor and his folks, I'm not uncomfortable with that. So,
is that what
you want us to approve it or wait?
It's whatever you want to do.
What are you recommending?
I'm just saying I know they're really wanting to get this thing done, but it's retroactive, so it's not like anybody's going to lose anything.
When I talked to Roger, I didn't think these were on here today because he had said package them, make everything together. We didn't have the one. Well, I had told Don to put them on. And so when I talked to you, I thought these weren't on yet. And then so that's when I went through committee meetings. That's why I brought up 911 agreement isn't ready yet. But they are on here. So I guess Roger had said he liked to see them packaged.
That way it's just all one. We get everything done at one time. But, again, we're still going to be.
I did talk to the mayor and the city manager and said there's no issue. We aren't quarreling over anything. It was just a matter of having the paperwork ready. I thought you were waiting on Tobias for an MOU from them for the rurals, the MOU between the city and the rurals. But then you said you're talking to Andy Carruthers, which he represents the majority of them.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure he was on board with everything, too, because eventually they're going to find their way to his desk. So trying to save some time. I don't have a problem. If you talk to the mayor and they're okay with that, just kick it down the road to next meeting and we can.
Well, of course, they want it done. They want it all done, but I told them there's no problem. We're not, because 2 weeks ago we were going to vote on it, and I said it wasn't on there, but there's basically to reassure them that we aren't arguing over anything. So I'm like Roger. I'm okay either way. It's whatever you guys think. If we approve these or don't approve these now. Do you know when you think Andy will have stuff back?
Well, it's more just reviewing so he understands everything that's going on so he can advise his people. But
did you have time to review these two?
Yes. Yes, I don't have any problem with these two.
Get them on. Let's just get it done. We got them on. Let's just get it done. Then we'll just tackle the last leg when we get to it. I mean, or when it comes in front of us.
Do you want to put a contingency on? That'd be on the next one that we do get those in place, or don't
because if we need to, we'll just let's assume worst case scenario is they just say we're done, we're not going to work with you anymore as far as that third MOU, then we just give them a notice. And
well, and they said they had no problem with it too. They had no issue with the MOU between the rurals and the.
I'll double.
With that, if we are going to vote, we just need a motion. The first one would be for the memorandum of understanding that we would have a governing board for emergency dispatch no later than June 1st, 2022. That is the goal to have that.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, seconded by Dorn. Any discussion on the MOU portion for the governing board? Seeing none, I'd ask you to vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Up next, approve or disapprove. Emergency dispatch service interlocal agreement between the City of Beatrice and Gage and the County of Gage. Term of the agreement shall begin July 1st, 2020 and go through June 30th, 2022. So you can see we're already, wait a second, is that right? July 1st, 2020. Yeah, that's correct. Okay.
What it says on the agreement, and
two-year agreement.
It's an average contract.
That'd be three.
You start negotiating the year after you're done, you get it.
July 1 of 2023, actually.
This one's a two-year agreement, and then it's a right to renew.
2 years.
Two years, which is.
Well, yeah. It's two-year contract.
Yeah, it's a
20 to 21, 21 to 22, 22 to 23.
But this one only goes to 22. They came back with a two-year agreement.
June 30th of 22 is the same as July 1st of 23. That's 3 years.
July 20.
We're doing the next 2 years, but it's a three-year contract.
No, we changed it to a two-year
July
contract.
July 20th.
Mm-hmm. Am I counting wrong?
July
1st of 2020 to July 1st of 23 is 3 years.
Where's the July 1st of 23?
June 30th is the same as July 1st, 23.
July 1st, 22.
It says 22.
22.
It says June 30th of 22. The 22. Next day is July 1st of 23.
Oh, 22. Fiscal year.
No.
July
1st
22.
To July 1st of 22. It'd be 22. July 1st of 22.
They sent back a two-year agreement.
July 1st.
January.
Yeah. What, June 30th?
No, you're moving.
22.
Oh, yeah.
It's the year. No, you're right, because we talked the three-year agreement.
Stuff we were
always
talking about earlier? I haven't been doing it, but it might seem like it.
No, I know what you're saying, though, because it is the next fiscal year the next day, yeah, but it's the beginning.
Right.
But
yes.
I'm not
it's
embarrassed still 22. To do it this
you're
way, Gary.
Fiscal with calendar.
Okay. Well, actually, no. When you said that, that's what I was doing. I was 20, 21.
I was thinking budget. It's just
we had that.
I would move to approve.
Don't even need all my fingers.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Second by Juergens. Moved by Byers, second by Juergens.
Okay,
Emily,
I
discussion.
I have a quick question. With this, I know the governing board one was going to be separate. But with the deal with the rural, wasn't that kind of based on liability with this contract?
That was the biggest concern.
With this contract, like, because it relates directly to this portion of it.
Well, basically what the MOU with the other departments is goes to the fact that we're funding them to go along with this stuff, but the county is not assuming liability by assisting them with that funding.
Yeah.
And that's all it will be.
Terry, were you the second on that, or were you, Donnie?
I was.
Oh, okay. I thought you were, but
I guess my question with that.
Oh,
wasn't you that made the motion? Those two together.
Eddie did.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's what I have.
Oh,
I have Byers.
Directly relating that liability to this contract. That's my only question. And I understand wanting to get it done. I have no problem getting it done, but that liability MOU is directly related. To this agreement.
That's where you could amend the motion to have a contingency upon that MOU if you would like to.
Are we going to stop giving the service? We have the liability either way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, and that's just, in speaking, we talked with.
I agree with what Emily's saying.
No, I did. But we'll cover that.
Should we? Would it be good to have it
contingent on the MOU getting done next? I mean, I'm saying we're going to get it done.
Well, quite frankly, early on we were talking about doing it all in one big
contract. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, then you've got how many entities that you've got to get everybody on the board.
Right.
So this was the way we decided to do it.
Do it make separate. It,
yeah. This still could
but
be
what
difficult
I'm meaning
trying
is like
to get all
passing
of them to,
it together.
Well, because it's like, here's some money. Would you like it? Sign
because
here.
Unless you're going to stop the service.
I hate to be that blunt, we don't have to make it easy.
It doesn't matter because your liability is still there.
Yeah. This just helps our insurance carrier, gives them a safe zone too. And that's, it doesn't hurt. But, yeah. I mean, I'd like to tell you, like Don and I were talking, maybe the next time we start planning this thing a year ahead of the contract date and we'll get it all together. I've been here
well, I know
10
this.
Years, and that doesn't happen.
I was going to say, don't think that conversation didn't start a year ahead. It's not like it did.
It started more than that.
Yeah, don't think that it didn't.
No.
I know the
contract negotiations are just like that.
Takes that long. But,
I know that just the governing board is separate. I mean, that was just something we wanted to see done.
911 agreement, too, if everything's going smooth, we have an option to extend for 2 more years, which could be a consent agenda item also.
In it. Well, that's why we changed the term.
Vote. Any additional discussion on the 911 agreement?
Still be sitting here going, this is ridiculous. Waiting.
If not, we have a motion and a second. Byers and Juergens. I would ask you to vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Next item up, discuss and approve or disapprove formal offer to turn over Sargent Road to the City of Beatrice. This would be the piece of road between North First Road and Highway 77. I talked to Ron Craig. They are having issues there. He said there's some stuff on social media about this road. I fortunately miss most stuff on social media, but I said we'd be happy to talk about it. They've had talk before about a stop sign. We've done a traffic study there to see if we could lower the speed limit. There's not enough traffic on that road to do that. It is a county road. It gets used as a bypass on the north side of Dorsey. If we would give this to the city, I've asked them about it before, but they haven't taken it. If the City of Beatrice would take this road over, which there is residential growth on that road, and it's immediately adjacent to the City of Beatrice, they could lower the speed limit to 35 miles an hour. I think that would take care of a lot of the issues they're having along that road. There was a drainage issue caused by a driveway that was put in on a property there. That drainage issue has been remedied by the county last year. So the road's in good shape. It gets rough, but its drainage issues are taken care of. I guess this would be something we could formally offer this to the city. We'll send them a letter, say you can take this and see if they want to annex that in like they have a lot of other things that are adjacent with houses.
Where you're just going to First Street and not to North 19th?
I'm sorry, First Road, which is North 19th Street in Beatrice. Once you get north of Dorsey, it becomes First Road technically. And then, so it would go from that over to the highway. I believe it would be 19th, 13th, 6th, I believe, are the roads that tie in together. Mr. Juergens.
Do they want, we've done this in the past and they didn't want anything to do with it. Am I correct?
Right. There was discussion there.
Now they're wanting to.
No, I don't know that. We haven't ever.
At the same time, Eric, when that road was discussed, so was that one over coming out of Belvedere.
Right.
There was about a 2-block stretch in there that remains county where city comes right up to it. It should all be city. Finish it out to Sumner.
Baby steps, so I thought if they take this one. I offered Belvedere that one, and there was another piece of road we talked to them about at that same. First Road from Dorsey up to Sargent we also offered. And that might be something else if they want this that we can work out a deal. But this, we can get a letter to the council. it will actually get to the council in case it didn't make it that far in the past. I'm not sure if it made it all the way to the council.
What was the road you said that we proposed could trade?
Not trading. We proposed giving them Sargent Road from First Road to Highway 77, Belvedere Road from Doyle Lane to Sumner Street, and First Road from Dorsey to Sargent Road. Those three pieces.
That's the one we're talking about overlaying.
Right. But this one here is just an offer for Sargent Road at this time.
Okay.
But it would make sense for them to start taking some of these. They had a very aggressive annexation program a couple of years ago or a few years ago, and they have not been as aggressive about annexing here the last couple of years.
I would approve making an offer to the city.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Juergens. Any additional discussion? And this would consist of a letter just formally offering it to the council.
Is there any other avenue that Gage County could change the speed limit?
We have to go through a traffic study.
And that has been done?
That's been done. The road is low traffic. For, and Gillingham will correct me if I'm wrong, but like I use the, just for a visual, I use low traffic is here for a gravel road. And Sargent Road is like sub-low traffic
But
for
if it's still
counts.
A public safety concern, there's no way that we can...
They looked at it and everything.
That is the only way. And then if somebody's killed on there because they're doing 50 mile an hour...
50 miles an hour is the speed limit, so that's the legal speed they could be going.
But if it's... So there's
no way... That's ridiculous, driving 50 miles an hour on that road.
Well, yes.
But at 50, when we looked at that, those speeds, there weren't accidents in that. What we, is it 5 years they look back or 7 years? 10 years. Okay, so in a 10-year, with the traffic study, it was 10 years of accidents, and there wasn't a record of accidents on it either. I believe Karsten's house, just for some time frame too, I believe Karsten's house has been there probably close to 10 years now, too. So, I mean, it's not like these are new pop-up construction. These have been here for a duration. Any additional discussion on offering this formally to the City Council for annexation? If not, I'd ask you to please vote. 7 in favor. We'll see what happens. Anything else for the good of the order? Seeing none, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
Problems still
there. So move.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Oh, I thought there was lack of a second. Second by Byers. Please vote. 7-6 in favor with Lytle voting nay. We are adjourned at 10:55 on the clock.
Took how long?